You're recording.
Okay, we're recording again, folks.
Yeah, it was you, what was that, the U of H Cancer Center here, the banner?
Okay, we are on section number four, the administrative review of previous actions. We are starting with number one, 2086, regards to Leon Ford, DVM, his quarterly appearance as required by the consent agreement. Mr. Ford, come on down. So I'm in a different chair this time, so I don't get to ask you all the questions, and so Ms. Solomon is now going to be the lead.
Thank you. Nice to see you again, Dr. Ford. I just had a couple of quick questions. You were stepped down to quarterly for your random testing.
I have been for a while, yes.
Pardon?
I have been for a while.
Yeah, and my question was there a test in the last quarter?
There's been a couple, yes. Have they not sent it to you?
I haven't seen it, but I think the last conversation we had that I remember, like back in May, was you were trying to find a place to go where you were.
I'm still under the same circumstances, and I contacted the probation officer last week, and he said he was going to send it on Monday, and that didn't happen.
No.
Okay. Yes.
So please.
The last one was last week, actually.
Okay, so we haven't received them yet. Okie doke. But everything else seems to be going well. How are you feeling?
Great.
Anything exciting, travel plans, or?
I did a couple trips this summer. Took my daughter over to the White Mountains for a week, and then we went and did a California trip, Disneyland.
Disneyland, ooh.
Nice.
She's 11, so it was the last time we'll be Disneyland.
That sounds
great. Still wants to hang out with you and you're cool.
Yeah.
Or
it'll be a while there.
That sounds great. Do any of the board members have any questions for Dr. Ford?
No. Glad you're doing well. I know you're stuck with us a little while longer, but
yeah.
Appreciate it.
And I'll reach out to him.
It's the same person.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Just to reemphasize the responsibility for compliance with the consent agreement lies with you.
Yep.
Okay.
I'll reach out to him.
Thank you.
Okay, great. I don't think we need to take any action. So again, thank you for coming on down today.
Thanks.
See you next time.
Glad you're doing well, Dr. Ford.
Thank you.
Okay, next up is 2166 in regards to Tressa McLennan, DVM, for her quarterly appearance as required by the consent agreement. Ms. Solomon, you are the lead in this one as well.
Thank you. This is a question for both Dr. McLennan and staff. Do we have a recent RX profile?
Yes.
We do.
I uploaded
it. It was on sideways.
It was on sideways?
And zeros.
It's zeros, okay. I couldn't read sideways. So, no,
I had to do some manipulating.
And drug tests, are we current? Because I'm unfamiliar with the PAPA, still with the PAPA process. It's different than our standard.
She had sent the most recent.
Okay.
It's three a month, and then she's supposed to send them, the head of PAPA is supposed to send them by the 5th of each month.
Okay, thank you for clarifying.
Yeah, but sometimes it's a little late.
Sometimes she's reminded.
Yeah.
But we're current?
I believe so. I thought so. But let me just double check before I misstate something. So the last one she sent was on August 8th.
Okay, then we're current. Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Okay, Dr. McLennan, how are you doing? Any exciting plans?
I feel really good. I don't remember feeling this good ever. My parents are coming to visit early September, so that's kind of going to be my vacation, so to speak. So I'm taking a week off. But here and there during the summer, I'm very fortunate where I work, where sometimes the office manager will say, hey, we have this many doctors, why don't you take this day off? Because in the winter we get very busy because it's far north Scottsdale.
Sure.
So that's been really nice, and just been able to run quite a bit. And then my husband and I got adopted a tortoise, so that was kind of like an obsession for a while.
I have to ask, what kind?
It's a desert tortoise. He's like,
okay.
He's like that big. He won't be very big, but we're just trying to get him off romaine, basically, because that's what he really likes. So we're trying to mix in grass hay and all that other kind of stuff. So yeah, we built the whole enclosure, and it was a whole huge thing. So it started as something simple, and then we went to Home Depot and built the burrow and all this other stuff. So that was kind of our project. It was really fun. And now it's just one of our dogs is totally obsessed with the enclosure and yeah, looking in. So it's been very fun for us.
Oh, was that the Arizona King and Fish?
It is. Yeah. It is.
I'd love to look at that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of tortoises.
I didn't want to work that hard in my backyard.
Yeah, he's really funny.
Screen your pool.
He's really neat. We have neat tortoise. So we named him Dr. Scoots.
So this is 18 months now for you, is it not? Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Yeah,
that's a big milestone.
Thank you.
When you think back to 18 months ago, what do you think are a couple of the major changes you see in yourself?
I felt kind of hopeless before, and now I don't feel that way anymore. I just look forward to every day rather than saying, oh, it's another day. I've just met a lot of great people. I now have a new group that I meet with. There's like four girls that we meet before Tuesday night meeting. So kind of like a core group there. That has been great. I feel really good. A lot of really good things for sure.
Excellent. Again, Congratulations. Obviously, your employer thinks very highly of your work.
Yeah.
And your working relationship, so that's terrific.
Me and him too. I know he's got my back, so.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, everyone's awesome.
And recovery support of your employer, your friends, your family is very important.
Yeah.
So congratulations.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Continue the good work.
Yeah, I will do that.
Anybody else have any questions for her? Okay, well, thank you. And again, we'll see you next quarter.
Sounds good.
Thank you,
Dr.
Lennon.
Yes,
okay, Victoria, if it's okay, can we just go down to number four, five, and six, since we need to wait a little bit longer for number three?
Sure.
Okay. So we're going to go, again, keeping on number four, administrative review, we're going to do number four, 2255. In regards to Carla Lobana, DVM, board may review, discuss, and take action on continuing education plans submitted in compliance with the board order. Is this the one? She submitted she's doing 8.5 or yeah, 5.5 more than she actually needed.
And very, very appropriate selections of courses, and so that's fantastic. I'd make a motion that we approve her continuing education plan.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes to accept her CE plan. Let's go now to 21-123. In regards to Edwin Kiesel, DBM, board may review, discuss, and take action on his quarterly practice monitor report submitted in compliance with the consent agreement.
Madam Chair, I'd like to move we go into executive session.
Okay, sure.
And for legal advice.
Okay. Okay, we have a motion and a second. Go into executive session. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?